coming round?
Where am I?
You're in the delivery room, Mrs. Franks. You've had the baby. Had a little boy. Now, we're just going to clean you up, dear. Then we'll put you in a fresh nightie and take you up to the ward. I'm just going to wash your face. You did very well. How are you feeling?
Sore.
That's the forceps. You had to have a general anesthetic, you see. The head was so high. Now give me your hand. You'll feel better when you've had a good wash.
Is he all right?
The baby's fine.
Can I see him?
Not tonight. Give me your other hand.
Where is he?
He's gone down to the intensive care unit for tonight.
Why? What's the matter with him?
He had a hard time too, you know. It wasn't very nice for him either, that long labour.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing. Just want to keep an eye on him overnight. You can see him tomorrow. Lie down.
I can't. I think I'm going to be sick.
We're back!
Anybody home?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Jeremy, Rob.
Hi.
Hello, Matt. Had a good swim, then?
Oh, yes, brilliant. I swam a whole width underwater.
Sure. Did you, Marcon? And how far did you swim, Rob?
Oh, Rob didn't swim much today.
Didn't you? That's not like you.
Said he was tired.
Yeah. Hey, he's looking a bit tired. Jeremy, why don't you go and hang up your swimming things, eh?
Oh, must I?
Yes.
Oh.
Who is she, then?
What?
Come on, don't try and kid me. It's all these late nights you're having, isn't it? Out on the town with the ladies, huh?
Some might say it was all the long days I'm having, in with the chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah, don't give me that. At your age, hard work never did anyone any harm.
Yeah, well, before you get into your old man's reminiscences, can I put a proposition to you?
Shake! Well, what is it?
It's madness using trained chefs to chop and pack.
Look, if you're going to suggest a whole lot of new technology, Rob, you can forget it. I've neither the money nor the space to install a whole lot of machinery.
No, I never said anything about machinery.
Oh. Well, what do you have in mind, then?
Getting someone unskilled in to do it.
I see. Got some friend down on his luck who wants a job, have you?
You know something, Matt. You've got a really suspicious mind.
Is it any wonder dealing with you? I haven't forgotten the day you left me stranded in my bar.
Yeah, well, sorry about that.
So, where are you going to get this unskilled labour from?
Well, we could advertise at the local job centre, or we could put an ad in the Herald.
Or you could put it about among your friends.
Yeah?
You have got someone lined up, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Look, Matt, do you agree it's a good idea in principle?
Yes, if we get the right person. But I don't want any passengers, and I don't want some clown who's diddling the Social Security either. Other than that, fine. Go ahead, set it up.
Hello, Shirl. Sorry I'm late, love.
Not, are you? I didn't think you'd be home for another half hour.
Well, I wanted to be home early. I told Donald I'd help Jesse over at the pub this evening, and he's going out.
Oh. So did you leave the college early, then?
Yeah, only a bit, though. I told him I had to see the doctor.
Oh, Cliff, honestly.
Hey, you look really nice, Shirley. Standing there in that apron. I don't know, you seem to have got prettier since you started working at the Herald.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. What's for supper?
I was late in. I thought we'd just have an omelette.
Oh, that's good. I can be over at the Wagoners by 7 o'clock, then. No word from George, I suppose?
No, not so far, anyway.
I don't suppose we'll ever hear any more about the agreement to make the flat over to us. You just carry on as if it had never been mentioned.
Well, let's just wait and see, shall we?
You've got more faith than I have, Shirley. Yeah, he's a real little worm, that man. Just as well your mother isn't alive to see it. She wouldn't have liked this side of him, you know.
Look, I don't want to hear talk like that, Cliff. I'm not in the mood for it.
All right, all right. Sorry, I spoke. How long's the omelette going to be?
Oh, about 5 minutes.
Great. Have you seen the paper?
It's there, on the dresser.
Oh, yeah.
And Cliff, before you sit down and bury yourself in the paper, Debbie had her baby today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Is that all you've got to say?
What do you want me to say?
Well, it's your baby, too. Don't you even care whether it's a boy or a girl?
Not a lot, no. What is it?
It's a boy, and she had a very difficult time having him.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's in intensive care.
Well, it's not my fault, Shirley. Come on, you talk as if it's my fault.
It is your fault. You've got her pregnant.
Oh, God, here we go.
Well, you did. And she's had 24 hours of it having him. The poor little thing's in the intensive care unit, and you don't even care.
I'm going over to the pub.
And you don't give two pins, do you, about anyone?
I'll see you later.
You haven't had your omelette.
Oh, dear. Too far,
Bitter and two gin and limes, please.
2 points of bitter, 2 gin and limes, coming up.
Have a drink yourself.
Oh, don't you be offering him any more. He's had enough to drink already.
Who says I've had enough?
I'm on my own with him here this evening. If he goes on that way, he's begun. I'll be stepping over him to serve you all before the night's out. Oh,
taking advantage of the fact the boss is away, are you?
No, not at all. I'm celebrating, right? 2 points of bitter.
Oh,
only one, I'm afraid. The other one's all over the counter.
Oh. Oh, did I manage to do that?
Oh, you're drunk. That's your problem, Cliff. Look, I'll wipe that up, and you draw the gentleman another pint.
All right.
Good job he isn't celebrating every evening. Oh,
celebrating? He isn't celebrating.
He says I'm not celebrating. It's not every day you get a sunburn here, you know.
You never got a son. What are you talking about?
And what's more, you're all going to drink to him. Hey, listen, everybody.
Excuse me, but could I have my 2 gin and limes, please, before you start addressing the old pub?
No, you could not. You and shut up and wait till I'm ready to serve you. Right, just because you've got a nice suit on, don't think you own a flaming place.
It's all right. I'll get you drinks, dear. I am sorry about this.
Listen, everybody. Hey, listen. Listen! Now, it's drinks on the house. I want you all to drink to my son.
Drinks on the house. I'll have 7 pints for the table.
7 pints. All right, come in.
I hope you don't mind me calling unannounced like this, but I've had a word with the solicitor, and I thought you'd want to know. Oh, Shirley, have you been crying?
Oh, no. No, it's all right, George. It's nothing.
Oh, you have, haven't you?
Yes, but it's nothing important.
Oh, sure. Oh, dear. I hope you haven't quarreled with Cliff.
No, not that. I'd really much rather not talk about it, George. Shall I make you a cup of coffee?
Oh, thank you. That would be very nice.
Right. Kettle's just boiled. You sit down, I'll get you one.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying it's about the solicitor, George?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, I spoke to him on the phone this morning and explained the position.
Oh, yes.
And he said there's nothing to stop us doing as Cliff suggested.
Oh, good.
But he did say it would be a good idea to work out who was going to pay for any alterations.
Well, Cliff would want to do them himself.
I know that, Shirley, but there is the cost of the materials. And, well, my resources are going to be tied up in actually buying the house.
Oh, well, I dare say if we're not paying any rent, we'd be able to afford them.
Oh, Shirley, that's what I was hoping you would say. Will you discuss it with Cliff, then?
Yes, all right.
Because it'll have to be written into the agreement, you see, if there are to be any alterations.
Yes. There's your coffee, George. I'll put some sugar in.
Did you? Oh, thanks very much. Well, so provided Cliff agrees, we're all set. In 2 years, you'll own the leasehold for this flat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great, George. It really is.
I must say, Shirley, I was most impressed the way Cliff came up with that idea and went and saw a solicitor.
Yes, it's good.
It just shows. You see, he can be responsible when he wants to.
Oh, yeah. When he wants to.
Come along now, please, gentlemen. It's half time.
Can I have your glasses now, please?
It's a wonder you're still on your feet, mate.
Just so stupid. I'll drink you one at the table, ain't you?
Please, I'll take those. You're going to drop them.
All right.
Good night, mate. Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good night, Ben.
Good night, Ben.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, love.
They wouldn't put their blooming fag ends in their glasses.
Oh, well, why shouldn't they?
Oh, you aren't half going to have a head in the morning, Cliff.
Hey, well, it's not every night you become a father.
I don't know what you're on about, love.
Well, of course, if Shirley's mum hadn't gone and married George Underdone, we'd have had all our money.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because, Jessie, I'm telling you, that man has stolen the money that rightfully belongs to my wife.
I'm sure George wouldn't do that. He's such a nice man.
Oh, that's what you think, darling. You don't know him. I do. And I know he's a con man.
Oh,
he's deprived my wife of her inheritance. Right? And what's more, I've had enough. I'm not going to be pushed around anymore, and I'm going round there to tell him that right now.
I don't think you should go anyway. I think you should go home.
I am going to see George. I'm not standing for in a moment longer. George? Hey! George! I want to talk to you. Come on, George.
Yes? What is it? Is something wrong?
Come down. I want to talk to you.
Cliff, you're drunk. I'm in
had enough, right? You are a thief, George, and an interfering old busybody. And I don't want to live in your ruddy house, George. You can stuff your flat. We, George, want it. We'll be right back.